Hi, this is Angel Jones. I love great conversations where life's journey is communicated not only through words, but tones and emotions. Explosive expressions that allow you to feel what they felt and learned. A fool learns only from his own mistake, while the wise learn from their own and from those others have made. Thanks for being here with us. I had the opportunity to speak with Frank Daly from Canada. Our 12-minute convo was amazing. What really stood out to me is what Frank has done. I mean, what is great is that Frank came to Trinidad one time before. You know, he did work with CBC, and they came across here, and you know, it felt as though we were connected, I guess because he would visit the country. Yeah, what is amazing is Frank is 75, but songs like 45, you be the judge. He has Self Knowledge College. So you can check that out online. He also has Dropout to Dean's List and the Daily Post, which is the communication arm of Self Knowledge College. He teaches public speaking, effective presentation, and has an extensive career in both theater and television program creation. Hope you're able to enjoy, and again, it's a great pleasure having you with us on 12 Minute Convos with Angel Jones. Good morning, Frank. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good, Angel. How are you?
I'm good. How is the weather in Canada?
You don't actually want to know that.
Okay.
it's very sunny, but it's 0 degrees or something.
Oh, my.
And we have snow on the ground, and we didn't have snow most of the winter. And then we had a storm the other day, a spring storm. So
it's really weird, the weather we're getting, right?
Yeah, we're not very happy. It's better in Trinidad, let me tell you.
Well, I can assure you, it never snows here. Exactly. So tell me, Frank, which of your talents do you believe is responsible for us meeting?
Curiosity, because Michael Staub did a post and I followed up on it. So I guess curiosity.
who did you learn to be curious from?
Well, I did that very early. I mean, everyone's curious when you're a child, unless you get squelched by parents who don't understand how to develop children. But I was curious as a normal child, but then I became very curious after my father left home when I was 7. And I started thinking, why do my friends have 2 parents and I have 1? Hmm. And that was the beginning of curiosity, I think.
So curiosity has definitely been something that has rewarded you, especially you telling me about your career and everything you're doing right now. I would like to know, why will you continue to repeat being curious?
Well, because if you don't, you die. It's like actors, you know, when they say, are you going to retire? And they say, no, because I'll retire when they stop calling me. I think if you're in the world and you have as much respect for time as I do, then you know that you don't have enough time to do everything you want to do. So you must continue to be curious and select and emphasize those things that cause you to have the most passion or engagement.
Understood. So you being someone that respects time, could you tell us what you've done consistently over the last 3 years?
I think that it would be writing and promoting my work.
And what is the feeling that goes on and drives you as you do these things?
The feeling is that when I'm engaged in doing writing, for example, in writing, then time can go by. If you're lucky, you can get into a kind of a stop time condition whereby you don't know that time is passing. You can call it the zone, if you like. When you're so engaged with the task you are doing, you're not aware of time's passing. And that everyone can do that, but you can't. I don't think you can control it, but you can create situations where it exists.
And why would you suggest that someone adopts such an habit?
Well, because life is so much more vibrant. You think at the end of whatever you're doing that you have accomplished something. I don't mean something financial. I just mean that you have connected with the person you're speaking with, or the the piece you're writing, the story, or the whatever it is you're doing, you just feel connected with life. And if you don't do that, there's a kind of lassitude that slips in, and you procrastinate and really bad things.
Hmm. So us focusing on and touching on time so much, here we enter into the time capsule. What is your earliest childhood memory?
I think my earliest childhood memory was when I was in the bathtub and my father was giving me a bath, and I had a little rubber duck, and I asked if when we died, if we had a dog, would we be able to see our pets in heaven? And he said, I don't see why not. So that was my earliest memory.
How old do you think you were?
I must have been 3 or 4. I can't remember, of course. Like 3 or 4, maybe.
And why do you think this memory is so clear?
I don't know. Well, partly I think it's because it's one of the few good memories I have of my father. So yeah. I'm sure that's part of it.
Interesting. So here we go. Yes or no. Have you chosen someone to pass your skills and or talents to?
I don't think the answer is yes or no, because I don't know the answer. I haven't selected anyone to pass my skills or talents to. You can't really pass on talents anyway. But I hope that by what I teach people about how to self-knowledge, how to know themselves rather, that they that embodies what I do, and in that way they're all kind of minor league disciples of mine, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting spin on it. I never thought about the fact that you really can't pass talents on.
No, you can't do that. You can pass enthusiasm, you can pass training, but you can't pass on a talent. A talent is a God-given thing. You can hone it, you can improve it, but you can't call it up. You can't call it up if you don't have it.
Yeah, yeah. Are you married?
I am married.
Do you have children?
I have 2 children, both girls, one of them Regan, and she has 3 boys, all of whom are autistic. She's a writer, and she had a huge success with a book called In the Sweet Kitchen 10 years ago. It won the Best Cookbook in the World award. And she doesn't get much time to write anymore because her 3 children are autistic and they require an awful lot of governance and care.
Yeah.
And the second daughter is Rachel, and she is an artist, a painter and a sculptor, but she's at home now. She's also a teacher. She taught young children art for many years, and now she's at home because she has 2 children, one of whom is just 2 years old.
Okay. So is that book spelled sweet as S-W-E-E-T or S-U-I-T-E?
No, it's sweet. Yeah, S-W-E-E-T.
Okay.
It's weird because in Canada or in the United States, I don't think we use sweets as a dessert. You don't say, can I have a sweet for a dessert? I've never heard anyone in my life say that.
Yeah.
It's a British term. You might be more familiar with it than I, but in the sweet kitchen, it's desserts.
Okay. Yeah, we use sweets in Trinidad a lot, man, as the thing that we describe our sugar treats as. Yeah.
Yeah. North Americans don't do that.
Interesting. Tell me something. Do you believe in God?
I do.
Your favorite song when you were 12 years old?
I was thinking about that, and I couldn't remember anything from when I was 12, and I took a look at the list. And there were a lot of kind of weird songs or romantic songs, and I can't remember. I think the best thing is the songs when I was 2 or 3 years older, and when rock and roll came up, and you know, Bill Haley and the Comets, and that kind of thing. But I don't have a particular favorite one.
Okay, cool. Do you have an inner circle of friends?
I do.
Do you watch TV for more than 3 hours a day or 3 hours a week?
I would say it's hard to answer because with watching TV, I do watch TV, but I tape a lot of it and spin through the commercials, and I watch a lot of baseball, but again, I don't watch the baseball game per se. I have the game on and I listen to it from the audio on the television, and I read or edit or toss things aside and organize things. And when the bat hits the ball and the announcer's voice and the crowd rises, then I look up and I watch the replay.
Which is so, so amazing. Tell us.
In the meantime, I've got the morning papers, and I've already gotten up in the morning and stood at the counter and ripped off only the pages that I want to see. And now I've got those on my left-hand side. And as I'm not listening to or not watching the game, I'm going through and reading or discarding or trashing or putting aside articles. So
wow.
I'm using time. That's an example of how I use time.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be doing that. So tell me, Frank, is there anything in closing that you would like to share with our amazing listening audience?
I would say that you must know yourself. If you don't know yourself, three bad things will happen to you. You will not be with the right person. You will not be in the right kind of work, and you will not be happy. Most people know that intuitively. I just kind of remind them. And the second thing is, I think you must love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, you cannot love anyone else, because you can't give away what you don't have. And secondly, the worst part of that is you cannot accept love from anyone else, because you will, quote unquote, know, you'll be wrong, but you'll know that you're not lovable, you're not worthy. And so unconsciously, you will push people away who love you or have affection for you before you think they'll do it to you.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Thank you for being on 12 Minute Convos with Angel Jones.
Thank you, Angel. I loved it.
This segment has been brought to you by Amazel Enterprise.